The name of my story today is Us and Them. So have you ever noticed that there are a lot of different people in the world? And sometimes we divide things between us and them. For instance, running chairs is so talkative. In fact, sometimes Barabbas secretly calls her running mouth. Just listen to her. I mean, like my mother just always, like, you know, like my mother always tells me that I have to be, you know, like nice to the other people, the other kids at school, and yet, and then on the other hand is Obadiah, who's so quiet and rather shy. And then there are those who are tallest, like Mr. Mwakasanga or Pastor Horner. And then there are those who are very close to the ground, like Ella and Edward. And then there are those who go to church every week. In fact, if you're the pastor, you go probably every day. And then there are those who don't go to church at all, ever, like Kat. Have you ever noticed that some of us eat mostly grass, like the Sunday school teacher? She is a horse, of course. And then there are some of us who are like Gator, who love a good fresh fly. He jumps up in the air and he gobbles it down. He's a carnivore. And some of us are rich, like Mr. Potato Head, who lives in a very large house in Mechanicsburg. And some of us might be poor, like Letitia and Tacoria, who are just itty-bitty little potatoes. And they live in a tiny little apartment with their dad in Harrisburg. Us and them. God created such a variety of us, and we all belong to God. We belong to God while we live here on earth, like you and I and everybody here and Uncle Floyd. But we also belong to God when we live in heaven, like Mr. Potato Head, the grandfather, who died many years ago. We can't see him here because he's in heaven. Not that he is gone, he just isn't here anymore. The truth is, all of us and all of them belong to God, regardless of how different we might think we are. God holds us all in his love. And our job, and sometimes it is not easy, is to love all of us and all of them too. The end.